Hello, this is Brent Phillips, and welcome back to Unleash Your Inner Millionaire 2. This is a block clearing section where we're going to guide you step by step through the process of identifying and clearing powerful and common subconscious blocks. In particular, during this section, we're going to focus on blocks related to the topics of financial self-sabotage, as well as blocks to becoming wealthy. By the end of this section, you will have cleared dozens of these blocks and paved the way to a higher setting of your own subconscious financial thermostat, so that you'll be able to make and retain more money for the entire rest of your life. Because this is a block clearing section, it is important that you listen to it with headphones. By listening with headphones, you'll be able to take advantage of the special Binaural Beats technology encoded into the audio that will entrain your brain down into a deep theta brainwave as you listen to it. As a result, it's important that you give this program your full attention during the block clearing sections. Please do not try to listen to this while you're driving in the car or even walking through the park, because the deep theta brainwave entrainment will alter your consciousness. It will make you a little bit spacey, a little floaty, you may feel very relaxed or even sleepy. That's normal, that's the theta brainwave. That's important because that deep theta brainwave is what will unlock your subconscious mind and give us the ability to reprogram the subconscious blocks and the missing downloads that are holding you back financially. So please do your best you can to listen to this program with your full attention and focus, and do the best you can to be in a quiet place where ideally you won't be disturbed as you listen. Also note that we will be using muscle testing extensively during this section. When I give a belief system, I will have you muscle test it. If the block is there, or if you're missing the download, I will then ask you for permission and then use various energy healing techniques to actually go in and reprogram your subconscious mind as you listen. And so without the muscle testing, you won't know what blocks have been cleared or which are going to need more work or more digging. If you're new to muscle testing or need a refresher on it, please listen to the long introduction to this program. That provides a full tutorial on how to do the standing muscle test, which is sufficient for most everybody listening to the program who needs some help with muscle testing or who hasn't done it at all before. However, if you're one of the rare people that really has difficulty with it, if that isn't sufficient, your best resource is probably my video Secrets of Muscle Testing, which is about an hour long and provides full tutorials on four different kinds of muscle testing, as well as a wealth of troubleshooting information. It's available on my website, as well as being part of the Where Science Meets Spirit Power Pack, and is a free download for members of the Formula for Miracles VIP Club. If you use that and you're still having trouble, if you spent several hours on this and you still can't get clear muscle test results, your best option is to recruit a partner that will help you with the testing as you listen. Because in particular, the arm lever test and the finger test are pretty easy to do with a partner if you have someone to help you with it. In the most extreme cases where you don't know anybody, if you're alone in the middle of Antarctica and still want to benefit from this program, I would encourage you to simply do your best at the muscle testing as you listen to it. Even if you're not getting clear results, give it a shot and try. At the very least, you're going to get a lot of practice as you go through it. You will still get benefit from the healing and clearing. So it's not strictly necessary to use muscle testing to get benefit from this program. However, if you don't use the muscle testing, you are missing out on a huge benefit, which is knowing exactly which blocks have been cleared and which are going to take more digging. So if you're having trouble with self-testing, first try to find a partner who can help you with it. That should make it very easy. And if there's no possibility of finding a partner, maybe you're on the moon when you're doing this, go ahead and do it with the muscle testing, even if you can't get conclusive results. You'll get lots of benefit just from doing it, even if you can't get the results. So the last thing I'm going to mention before we jump into the clearing is that you'll find that most of these blocks will clear very quickly. In my experience, between 80 or 90, maybe even 100% of the blocks and downloads we address during the program will shift nearly instantly as you listen. If they don't shift immediately, don't panic. Usually what it means is you're going to need a sleep cycle. You're going to need overnight to process and integrate all these changes in your subconscious. So for the ones that don't shift, you have all of these belief systems written out in the companion PDF that comes with this program. Have a copy next to you and simply put a check mark or an X next to the ones that don't shift. Then go back and check them tomorrow. Most of the time you'll find that simply by having an overnight sleep cycle to process the change, it will clear in the morning. If it still hasn't shifted, what that means is there's another block that's more powerful that's in the way that's anchoring it. When you notice that that's happened, you need to do deeper subconscious digging. And for that, you need to find someone who knows how to do the proper digging technique. You can contact me or someone else through my VIP club, and we can help you with that. So let's do some clearing. The way it's going to work is, I will read out loud each block or download. I want you to then repeat it out loud and run your muscle test. It doesn't matter what kind of muscle testing you use. You can use the standing test, the arm lever, the fingering, a pendulum, or some other method. But test it to see if the block is there. If the block is there, or there's a download that's missing, simply give me permission out loud. You can just say, yes, Brent, out loud, and that's fine. I will then use the energy healing process using the Formula for Miracles techniques to go in and change that subconscious block, to instill the missing download. Then I will ask you to muscle test it again. So again, say it out loud and rerun your test. Most of the time, it will shift very quickly and permanently. So the first thing we're going to do here is calibrate your muscle test. What that means is we're going to ask your body questions that we already know the answer to, just to make sure that you're getting a clear result from your muscle testing. After that, we're going to jump into the clearing. So to calibrate, simply do your muscle test and say yes out loud. Yes should always give a true result. So if you say yes out loud and you're using the standing test, it should cause you to tilt or push forward. So now let's do a backwards test. Go ahead and say no out loud. That, if you're using the standing test, should cause you to go backwards or to tilt towards the south. So if you're having trouble with the muscle testing, if you can't calibrate, please pause this program and go ahead and do your troubleshooting and work with it until you're clear. Once you're getting clear tests to yes and no, then go ahead and resume the program and we'll clear some blocks. All right, so let's do it. Let's start clearing some blocks. The first set of blocks we're going to clear are blocks to being wealthy. It's very important to clear these because, similar to the blocks to becoming a rich person that we addressed in the first Unleash Your Inner Millionaire, if you have blocks to becoming wealthy, those will really hold you back because that is your identity as a wealthy person. And if you don't want to become a wealthy person, your subconscious will go to great lengths to ensure it doesn't happen. So we're going to do some clearing on that. All right, let's do it. So first belief, I want you to test. If I'm wealthy, people will only love me for my money. So go ahead and say that out loud. Run your muscle test. If it's yes or forward or strong, that means you have the block. If it's there, don't panic. Just offer me your permission and I'm going to go in and clear it out. All right, now let's test it again. If I'm wealthy, people will only love me for my money. And now it should be gone. Next block, let's test. I know how to create wealth no matter how smart I am. So if you get a yes or a forward, that's good. It means you know how to do that subconsciously. If you got a no or a backwards, offer me your permission and we'll download that right now. Okay, and retest. I know how to create wealth no matter how smart I am. And now it should be a yes. Next belief, let's test. I know what it feels like to create wealth, no matter how smart I am. As before, if it's no or backwards, it means you're missing that download. So offer me your permission and we'll go install that right now. Okay, and retest. I know what it feels like to create wealth, no matter how smart I am. Next belief, muscle test the block. I have to be smarter than everyone else to be wealthy. If you've got it, let's clear it, offer permission, and we'll take it out. And retest. I have to be smarter than everyone else to be wealthy. Now it should be gone. Next belief, please test. I deserve to be wealthy. If you have it, that's good. If you don't, offer permission, we'll put that in. Okay, and retest. I deserve to be wealthy. Next belief, a little variation on the last one. Let's test. I am worthy of being wealthy. If you got it, great. If not, let's install it. Okay, and retest. I am worthy of being wealthy. All right, now you should have it. Next block. Let's check. If I am wealthy, nobody will love me for who I am. If you have it, offer permission, let's clear. And retest. If I am wealthy, nobody will love me for who I am. All right, next belief, please check. It serves mankind for me to be wealthy. If it's yes or strong, great. If it's no or backwards or weak, offer permission, we'll put that in. And retest. It serves mankind for me to be wealthy. All right, next one. Let's check. I can build wealth. If not, let's change that. Offer permission and retest. I can build wealth. All right, now it should be a yes. Next belief. I have to lose my soul to be wealthy. If you got it, let's take that out and recheck. I have to lose my soul to be wealthy. Now it should be gone. Next block, please test. It is too late for me to be wealthy. If you've got it, let's clear it, offer permission, and retest. It is too late for me to be wealthy. All right, next block. Let's check. I procrastinate too much to be wealthy. If you have it, let's clear it. And check it again. I procrastinate too much to be wealthy. Now it should be clear. Next belief, let's check. It takes too much work to be wealthy. If it's there, if it's yes or strong or forward, offer your permission. We'll clear the block and recheck. It takes too much work to be wealthy. All right, and now it should be gone. Next block, let's check. I have to be born in a wealthy family to be wealthy. If you got it, let's clear it and retest. I have to be born in a wealthy family to be wealthy. And now it should be gone. Now let's test. I can live a life of wealth no matter what. If it's yes or strong or forward, that's good. Otherwise, offer your permission. We'll switch that. And retest. I can live a life of wealth no matter what. All right, next belief. This is an important one. Let's check. I am comfortable being wealthy. If not, offer your permission. Let's install that. And retest. I am comfortable being wealthy. All right, next belief. I have enough time to manage my wealth. If it's nowhere backwards, let's change that belief. So offer your permission and retest. I have enough time to manage my wealth. All right, now that should be yes. Next block, please check. I will never be wealthy. If you got it, offer permission, let's clear it. And retest. I will never be wealthy. Now it should be gone. Now we're going to do a handful of blocks that are of the form, I am too much of this or that to be wealthy. The first block is, I am too old to be wealthy. If it's there, let's clear it. And retest. I am too old to be wealthy. All right, next belief. Let's check. I am too sick to be wealthy. If you got it, we'll take it out. And retest. I am too sick to be wealthy. Next block. Please muscle test. I am too dumb to be wealthy. If it's there, offer permission, we'll take it out. One more time. I am too dumb to be wealthy. Next block, let's muscle test. I am too naive to be wealthy. If you got it, offer permission, we'll clear it and retest. I am too naive to be wealthy. All right, and now it should be clear. Now we're going to do several beliefs that are of the form, if I become too wealthy, some bad thing will happen. And we're going to want to clear all these. The first one is, If I become too wealthy, I will lose my friends. If you have it, offer permission, we'll clear. And retest. If I become too wealthy, I will lose my friends. Next block, let's check. If I become too wealthy, my friends will be jealous. If you got it, offer permission, we'll clear it. And retest. If I become too wealthy, my friends will be jealous. Next block, let's check. If I become too wealthy, I will be wasteful. If it's there, let's clear it. And retest. If I am too wealthy, I will be wasteful. Next block. If I become too wealthy, I will be arrogant. If you got it, let's clear it. And retest. If I become too wealthy, I will be arrogant. Now it should be gone. Next block, please muscle test. If I become too wealthy, I will be hated. If it's there, offer permission, let's clear it. And retest. If I become too wealthy, I will be hated. And now it should be gone. Next block. If I become too wealthy, I will be scorned. If it's there, let's clear it out. And then retest. If I become too wealthy, I will be scorned. All right, so those should all be clear now. The next one we're going to do is a fill-in-the-blank belief. Because everybody's in a unique situation, you're going to get the chance to fill in the blank with whatever condition or problem you have that you think prevents you from being wealthy. All right, so let's do it. Let's check. I can never be wealthy because I am or have, fill in the blank. If it's there, if you get a yes or strong or positive, what that means is your subconscious is using that as an excuse as to why you can't attract wealth. So if you want to clear that, just offer your permission and we'll take it out. All right, and now let's retest it. I can never be wealthy because I am or I have, fill in the blank. Now that should be clear. Now let's have you test. I am good enough to be wealthy. If not, if that's no or backwards or a negative or weak response, offer permission, we'll put that in. And retest. I am good enough to be wealthy. And hopefully that's yes now. Next belief, let's check. I am afraid of being wealthy. If you got it, let's clear it. Okay, and retest. I am afraid of being wealthy. And now it should be gone. Next belief, here's one from religion. Let's have you muscle test. If I'm wealthy, I will go to hell. If you have it, offer permission, we'll take that out. All right, and now retest it. If I'm wealthy, I will go to hell. Next block, let's muscle test. I have to be in pain to get wealthy. If it's yes or strong, let's clear that block, offer your permission. And then retest. I have to be in pain to get wealthy. And hopefully that'll be nowhere backwards for you now. Next block, let's check. I have enough education to get wealthy. If you have the block, offer your permission, we'll clear it right now. And retest, I have enough education to get wealthy. All right, now it should be gone. These next two beliefs can be very powerful, especially if you've done a lot of energy work. Let's check. I will never be wealthy because of my astrology. So if it's there, let's clear it. I'm not saying that astrology isn't real or isn't powerful, but we don't want to jump to the conclusion that just because your astrology says that you're supposed to be poor, that that's an insurmountable obstacle. I believe all these things can be overcome, so let's change that belief. And retest. I will never be wealthy because of my astrology. And now it should be clear. Now let's check. I can never be wealthy because of my numerology. If you have it, let's clear it. Offer your permission. And then let's retest. I can never be wealthy because of my numerology. Now hopefully that's a no or a backward. Our next block is going to be, I have to do immoral things to be wealthy. If you've got it, let's clear that block, just offer your permission. And then retest. I have to do immoral things to be wealthy. And now it should be gone. Next block, let's check. I have to do illegal things to get wealthy. If you've got it, let's clear it. And retest. I have to do illegal things to get wealthy. Now it should be clear. Next block. Let's check. I have to take advantage of others to get wealthy. If you have it, let's clear it. And retest. I have to take advantage of others to get wealthy. Now it should be clear. Now let's do a couple downloads. Let's test. I know how to be wealthy and ethical at the same time. If it's no or backwards, or you're getting a false result to your muscle test, offer your permission and we'll install that software subconsciously. Do a download. Okay. And then please retest it. I know how to be wealthy and ethical at the same time. Good. Now let's follow that with, I know what it feels like to be wealthy and ethical at the same time. If not, if that's nowhere backwards, we'll do a download here. And then retest. I know what it feels like to be wealthy and ethical at the same time. Good. Now that should be strong. Next, please test. I have permission to be wealthy. If not, offer your permission and we're going to install that belief right now so you do believe you have permission to be wealthy. And retest it. I have permission to be wealthy. And now it should be a yes. Just a quick reminder, the ones that don't shift right away, put a mark next to it in your manual. Try it again tomorrow. And if it still hasn't shifted after a sleep cycle, you've gotten a pointer to something that is very powerfully lodged into your subconscious. And when you're able to dig underneath it and get it to finally shift, you're likely to see a big change in your life. So we're going to shift gears here, and now we're going to focus on beliefs around the topic of financial self-sabotage, the various ways that our unconscious belief systems are manipulating us into do things that cause us to lose money or not make nearly as much money as we could otherwise. All right, so let's recalibrate. So go ahead and check either yes, or you might check my name is so-and-so just to get a yes result to make sure your muscle test is working. And now test no to make sure your muscle test going backwards is working. And remember that if your muscle test is off, if you need to go calibrate or do some troubleshooting, just pause the program and resume when your muscle testing is clear again. All right, so let's do some clearing on financial self-sabotage. First belief, let's check. I know how to live without sabotaging myself financially. If not, let's download that. And retest. I know how to live without sabotaging myself financially. And hopefully that's a yes. Next belief. I know what it feels like to live without sabotaging myself financially. If not, offer your permission. We'll do a download right now. Okay, and retest. I know what it feels like to live without sabotaging myself financially. Okay, the next block I want you to test is, I sabotage myself financially. If it's there, offer permission, let's clear it right now. And retest. I sabotage myself financially. Now it should be clear. Next block, please check. As soon as I get ahead, something comes along and takes my money away. If you got it, let's clear it. And check it again. As soon as I get ahead, something comes along and takes my money away. Now it should be clear. Next, let's check the block. Whenever things are going great, it all falls apart. If you got it, offer permission. Let's take it out. And retest. Whenever things are going great, it all falls apart. Okay, next block. Let's check. It's more exciting to live on the edge financially. If you got it, let's clear it. Creates great drama, but not a lot of money. And retest. It's more exciting to live on the edge financially. Now it should be gone. Next block, let's check. My investments never pay off. If you got it, let's clear the block. And retest. My investments never pay off. Next block, let's check. Nobody pays me what I deserve. If you got it, offer permission, let's clear. And check again. Nobody pays me what I deserve. Good, next block, let's have you test. I can get ahead. If it's no or backwards or false, let's shift that right now. And check it again. I can get ahead. Now it should be yes. Next belief, let's check. I will never have a good income. If it's yes, that's an obvious block. Offer permission, we'll take it out. And try again. I will never have a good income. All right, now we're going to do a couple downloads to get your subconscious ready to help you create the life of your dream. So go ahead and test. I know how to live the life of my dreams. If it's not there, if it's false or no, let's download that. And retest. I know how to live the life of my dreams. And now it should be a yes. Next, let's test. I know what it feels like to live the life of my dreams. If not, if that's a no or a backwards, offer permission, we'll download that. And retest. I know what it feels like to live the life of my dream. Next belief, please test. I am allowed to have what I desire. If it's yes or strong, you're all set. If it's no or backwards, just offer me your permission and we'll change that for you. Okay, and check it again. I am allowed to have what I desire. Now it should be yes. Next block, please muscle test. No matter what I do, I will never have enough money. If that's you, if that's yes or forward or strong, offer permission, we'll clear the block. And retest. No matter what I do, I will never have enough money. Next block. Let's muscle test. I always get screwed. If you got it, let's clear it. And retest. I always get screwed. All right, next one. This is really valuable, really important belief. Let's check. If I lose everything, I know how to get it all back and more. If that's a no or a backwards, offer your permission. We're going to download that. That's really important. And retest. If I lose everything, I know how to get it all back and more. All right, hopefully that's yes. Next belief. Let's check. If I lose everything, I know what it feels like to get it all back and more. If not, offer permission. Let's do a download. And check it again. If I lose everything, I know what it feels like to get it all back and more. Awesome. Hopefully those are strong for you now. Next belief, let's check. I know how to support myself financially. If not, give me your permission. Let's do a download. Okay, one more time. I know how to support myself financially. Next, let's check. I know what it feels like to support myself financially. If not, offer your permission. We'll do the download right now. And retest. I know what it feels like to support myself financially. Great. Next belief. Let's check the block. I have to rely on others to support me. If you have it, offer permission. Let's clear it. And retest. I have to rely on others to support me. Next, let's muscle test the block. It can never happen for me. If you're holding the belief, we're going to want to clear that. Just offer your permission. Let's take it right out. And try again. It can never happen for me. Next, let's go and muscle test. I know how to live without what ifs. If not, we'll download that. Okay, and check that again. I know how to live without what ifs. And now that should be a yes. In case you're wondering, or if that's confusing to you, we're doing this so you don't have to keep creating circumstances where you're always worried about, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? In short, that is the domain of the ego and the head, which is governed by limitation and lack and scarcity. We want to move your mindset into the mindset of spirit and prosperity, which simply deals with what is present in the now, with a thought and a careful consideration of the future, but without the worry and stress of the what-ifs. Now let's muscle test. I know what it feels like to live without what-ifs. If not, offer permission, we'll download that. And retest. I know what it feels like to live without what ifs. Now we're going to do another fill in the blank block, where you get to fill in the blank, the name of the partner or spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend or parent or child or whoever it is that you think is always ruining your finances. So let's do it. Let's muscle test my fill in the blank always does something to ruin our finances. If you got it, let's clear it. And let's test that again. My fill in the blank always does something to ruin our finances. And now it should be clear. Next block, please test. I am in an impossible situation. If you're holding that belief, you're going to be blocking solutions. So let's release that, offer permission, and test it again. I am in an impossible situation. And now it should be gone. Next block, let's test. The root of my problems is too deep to access. If you got it, offer permission. We'll clear it right now. And retest. The root of my problems is too deep to access. All right, next block. Let's muscle test. Everyone else is more important than me. If you got it, let's clear it. And test again. Everyone else is more important than me. Now it should be gone. Next block, please check. It's too late for me to make up for lost time. If you got it, let's clear it. And test again. It's too late for me to make up for lost time. And now it should be gone. Next block, another important one. Let's muscle test. People always take advantage of me. If you got it, if that's yes or strong or forward or true, let's release that. and test it again. People always take advantage of me. Now it should be clear. Next block, let's check. I have to do something horrible to get what I want. If you got it, simply offer your permission. We're going to go clear that block right now. And test it again. I have to do something horrible to get what I want. All right, now it should be clear. This next belief is particularly important for anybody that relies on others, especially if you're on disability or something like that. Let's have you check. If I make a lot of money, I will lose my financial support. If you got it and would like to clear it, offer your permission. And retest. If I make a lot of money, I will lose my financial support. Now it should be gone. Next block. Let's have you muscle test. I can only have enough to get by. If it's there, and you would like to clear it, offer your permission. We'll clear it out. And try again. I can only have enough to get by. All right, next block. Please muscle test. I am financially responsible for the people I love. If you have it, we're going to clear it. Now, I'm not saying that if you have small children or those who are truly dependent on you to stop taking care of them. Now, don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that if you have small children at home or those who are truly dependent on you that you shouldn't take care of them. What this is about is those who are perfectly capable of taking care of themselves, yet you feel you have to step in and rescue them or provide for them, simply because you love them and you might feel terribly guilty if you didn't. So if you haven't and want to clear it, offer your permission, and let's test it again. I am financially responsible for the people I love. And now it should be clear. Now we're going to conclude this section with two powerful belief systems that will keep us in poverty. The first one is, please muscle test, I deserve to be poor. If you got it, offer your permission, let's get rid of it right now. And retest, I deserve to be poor. And the last block we're going to clear in this section is the following, please muscle test, I am cursed to always be poor. If you got it, offer your permission, we'll take it out. And retest. I am cursed to always be poor. And now it should be gone. Congratulations. We've covered a lot of very powerful blocks here, and cleared hopefully most or all of them for you. Just as a quick reminder, if it doesn't clear immediately, don't panic. Put a check mark in your book, test it again tomorrow. If it's still there, you may need some deeper digging. Though based on the feedback and experience I've had with the first Unleasher and a Millionaire, most people find they'll get at least a 90% permanent clear rate just by listening to the program one time. And you will get a tremendous amount of benefit, and every single block you clear will be increasing the setting on your subconscious financial thermostat. It's not too much to say that any one of these blocks on its own could wreak terrible havoc in your life. So we want to clear as many of them as we can, as fast as we can, to open you up to the prosperity that really is your birthright. So I'm going to integrate all the work we've done now. And remember that you only want to do one of these block clearing sections per day. It is possible to overdo it. And so especially if you're new to this or haven't done a lot of in-depth subconscious work, please limit yourself to one of these block clearing sections per day. That way, it'll only take you less than a week to get through all of them without overwhelming yourself. If you do too much too soon, it could make you a little bit sick. It's what's called a healing crisis. For the lecture programs, listen to them as many times as you need in whatever order, and go forward and be confident and know that once you've cleared these blocks, you're well on your way to unleash your inner millionaire.